Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
A few weeks ago, I raised the issue of our current drug crisis. It's not something that should come as a surprise. For example, most of us know that 105,000 people died last year of drug overdose. But why has it spun out of control? Many factors. Here's one. Today's drugs are exponentially stronger. This has created a crisis in our nation of unprecedented proportion. Where did I become informed about this? I've been reading, among other things, Sam Quinones' book, The Least of Us. The new drugs are far cry from the old, "Don't bogart that joint, my friend, pass it over to me." Quinones says, and I quote, "Drugs diminish community, the impulse to live with others," unquote. They attack the body, warp the mind, creating lonely, isolated captives with one focus, the obsession, to get their next fix. Reading this book's confirmed what I had heard. Most of today's fentanyl originates in China. This opioid is so potent it kills tens of thousands of Americans every year. Is it our fault or China's fault? They manufacture, we consume. Who has more culpability? It's hard to say, but consider this. By making mountains of fentanyl, the Chinese have killed tens, perhaps hundreds of thousands of Americans without firing a single shot. Most of the methamphetamines today come from Mexico. The new meth is manufactured with P2P. It's cheaper, more potent, more ubiquitous than the old meth made with ephedrine. Quinones says meth doesn't normally kill you, it just scrambles your brain. It therefore creates a legion of walking zombies who cannot think, function like normal people, or care for themselves. Mr. Quinones, along with a few others like Michael Schellenberger, have studied the higher potency drugs enough to speak with authority. They point out that the homeless in our inner cities and rural bypasses are not just living in tents and makeshift shacks and freeways because housing prices have soared. They are living in tents mainly because the new drugs are much more powerful. If dirty water had killed 1 million people, we'd fix the water wells. If auto manufacturers had made defective vehicles that killed 1 million people, we'd have fixed the cars. Eureka, Humboldt, our state and nation are now dealing with death and destruction from illegal drugs that are unprecedented. My solution, one, strengthen families. Wrecked families are both the cause and the result of the drug crisis. By that, I mean families who do these drugs need a forceful and compassionate intervention. Otherwise, it's likely that their children will become addicted too. Two, we need tort reform to go after drug dealers with renewed vigor. In recent years, lawmakers have done just the opposite. Look at the results. Three, we need to improve and expand mental health facilities. Four, we need to build more cheap housing. Five, we need to recover our lost sense of community. Today, many politicians and media outlets are thriving by making your neighbor your enemy. We need to get to know our neighbors and intentionally reclaim our neighborhoods. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.